A look at the Oscar nominations for Best Original Score. I'm Jeffrey Freiman-Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts. There are 5 films represented, but only 4 composers, because for the 8th time, John Williams is directly competing against himself. All of the films tell stories set in much earlier times, the most recent being the Cold War era for Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, with an atmospheric score by Alberto Iglesias. Iglesias has been nominated twice before for The Constant Gardener and The Kite Runner. First-time nominee Ludovic Bors wrote the score for The Artist, the black-and-white silent movie set in Hollywood at the time of the transition to talkies. Hugo, which also tells a story that touches on the early history of cinema, has won another Oscar nomination for Howard Shore. This is his 3rd, after winning 2 for his Lord of the Rings scores. Hugo is the story of a young boy in Paris in the 1930s who tends to the clocks at the train station. Also set in the 1930s, the CGI animated The Adventures of Tintin, the first of John Williams' 2 competing scores. It's got a bit of a Nino Rota feel to it. Williams has won 5 Oscars, but the last time he won was for Schindler's List in 1993. His other score for War Horse starts in Britain and then travels to the front lines of World War I. Although Williams' odds for winning would appear to be better with 2 scores in contention, he's pointed out before that as the most Oscar-nominated living person, that also makes him the person who's lost the most. And for the Bay Area, that's the state of the arts.